Money FM 89.3, Best of Weekends.
Based on the New York Times best-selling book, the new Netflix series called Cursed is a reimagination of the Arthurian legend of the Lady in the Lake. Now, it's told through the eyes of Nimue, a young woman with a mysterious gift. Joining us now from Studio City in California, we're happy to have on with us Thomas Wheeler, the co-author, co-creator, and executive producer of Cursed. Tom, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Tom, start out by giving us maybe just a little bit of background about Cursed. You worked with Frank Miller on this, and tell us how that collaboration came together.
So I am a lifelong Frank Miller fan. So full-fledged comic book geek, you know, grew up with his Daredevil comics and Dark Knight. And so there was an opportunity to meet him through the woman who runs his company, Celine Thomas, to just talk ideas. And that led to, we began to circle the world of King Arthur and that mythology, which had impacted us both as kids. You know, I can't remember a time when I didn't know about King Arthur and the Sword and the Stone and Merlin. And I was, as a fan, excited to see what Frank would do just kind of with the visuals of that, you know, and see him draw some of these characters. So the big question was then, you know, what were we going to bring new to the table of this story that's been told so many times? So that was kind of the trick. And the image of the Lady of the Lake, the image of that young woman and that arm reaching out of the water and giving Arthur the sword is, of course, really evocative. And it asks a lot of interesting questions. You know, who was she? What is her relationship to Arthur? Why does she have the sword? And when we started to kind of circle around that image and work backwards, you know, a story started to get told there. And I then started to think about my daughter, who was 10 or 11 at the time. And I started to think about, well, who are the characters? Like, how do I draw her into this mythology that meant so much to me? Like, who are the characters she would lock into? And so Nimue surfaced, so to speak, you know, as the heroine. And this idea of a young woman who may have held the sort of power before Arthur felt like a very fun place to start. And because we had a sense of our ending, or at least what that ending might look like, that gave us, I don't know, I feel that's very empowering. So we got excited about that. We discussed it as, at first, we were just talking about the story, not a medium, like whether we were doing this as a feature or whatever. But as a fan, I wanted to see Frank's art. So I, you know, kind of proposed this idea, like, we'll do it as a book. We'll do it as an illustrated novel, you know, and we could have art. And I remember getting off the phone really, you know, excited and telling my wife, like, yeah, I'm going to write this novel and Frank's going to do this art. And then kind of it sinking in, like, oh my God, I've just committed to writing a novel. You know, what have I gotten myself into? But we were, you know, we were off to the races, and it was, I remember the day I was driving home from the gym, which was rare enough in itself that I was driving home, you know, I was at the gym, but I remember, so my arms were already a little weak and my phone started to buzz, and there was this original Frank Miller art starting to just scroll through my phone, and some of the initial very early images of Nimue and the fairy world and all of that. So that was great. And, you know, a sign that we had set off on this journey, which turned into a whole lot more.
We're talking with the co-creator and showrunner of Cursed, the new Netflix series, which is a reimagination of the Arthurian legend. And you touched on something there, Tom, which I'm very passionate about. I also have an 11-year-old daughter. And when I watch these shows, I'm constantly struggling with what I call the Black Widow syndrome, which is there are very few female leaders, inspirational leaders, female warriors, if you like. And here you've put Nimue, the Lady of the Lake, front and center in your show. Was that a deliberate thing?
It was a deliberate thing. For the very reasons you point out, it was, I felt like there were, you know, let's, you know, this mythology has been, I've called it the first shared universe, because, you know, storytellers for 1,000 years have come in and added characters or changed characters or adjusted relationships, or things have been added or taken away, tones, you know, this is our small contribution of trying to kind of create some space and room for some of the women heroes here, whether, and not just Nimue, but there are, as you know, readers or viewers will see, we've kind of reached into other characters as well to try to build out their presence in this mythology and their impact. So I was raised by a strong woman. I feel like even, you know, and Frank and I approach this mythology with a great deal of reverence for the characters and truth to the characters. So even though these characters are starting out from a very different place than we're used to meeting them, the goal was always to see how Nimue, through mentorship, through her courage, through her sacrifice, through her example, would kind of lead us back to the place where this mythology begins traditionally. So, you know, that felt new, but also a way to kind of introduce or at least reintroduce characters into this world that bring in more of an audience and bring in women who, why shouldn't my daughter want to kind of seize the sword of her own destiny, you know, pull the sword from the stone, you know, those values that this mythology speak to and represent are just as valid to women as they are to men. So that is kind of, that's part of the fun is bringing audiences like my daughter into the story that way.
Tom, seeing Catherine Langford as Nimue on the trailer, also Devon Terrell as Arthur, Gustav Skarsgård as Merlin, these are not huge names or maybe readily recognizable names to a lot of people, but from what I have been able to see so far, they really come together as an ensemble. Tell us about that casting process and again, reimagining this often told tale, but with a team that's maybe not a traditional Shakespearean type troupe that people might think of.
This is not your parents' King Arthur story. Yeah, it's well, we were very fortunate early on, really when the book was in the manuscript stage, unfinished manuscript stage, Netflix had reached out to us. They had, you know, heard about the idea and were interested to know what we would want to do with it. So during that process, Catherine, you know, was of course this huge star for them because of 13 Reasons Why. And I was vaguely familiar with her work, but when I caught up with her work and, you know, realized like she's got incredible range, we gave her the manuscript and she really connected to Nimue and we started talking and I knew the talent was there and she has this wonderful sort of classical look, but she's also very relatable. What I did not know about Catherine and what I was soon happy to learn was just how excited she got by just every day this she was covered in blood. We were throwing her in the mud. You know, it was like we were sliding, you know, she was crashing into stunt people, you know, falling off horses. And she loved that stuff. And not only did she love it, but she was really good at it. And, you know, there's this big scene on this rock in the end of the first episode where she really is kind of slinging that sword around for the first time. And that was one of the first weeks that we were shooting, and there was just a sense on the set and there and around the kind of production team that she's really convincing up there. Like she really embodies this character. She seems, she's heroic, but she's vulnerable. And that was of course very encouraging to see. And she felt it, and her preparation was unbelievable. She just kept journals and books of notes and Nimue's journey. So I always had to be like really on my toes when we were talking about the scripts because she really knew her stuff. So that was great. So a terrific leader, a great example for the cast. And then because we had Catherine, we were then able to sort of, you know, do chemistry reads with Arthur and with Devon and even with Gustav, all, you know, people who just, you know, blew us away early on with their readings. You know, Gustav has this amazing look, and our Merlin is a much more volatile human Merlin than we're used to seeing because we're meeting him earlier than we tend to meet him in the mythology and in these stories. So he's going through some stuff and is, you know, there's still those aspects to him that we love. He's always a character that's a few, you know, a few steps ahead of everyone else. And, but Gustav was able to have that vulnerability at the same time, the sense of ageless, you know, just being an ageless character. And when we met him, you know, he's just this young dude kind of hanging out, you know, he's really friendly, you know, and like kind of, we were sort of similar nerds, you know, we like our Dungeons and Dragons and all that kind of stuff. But his performance, you know, had the, those depths where you bought him as Merlin. And Devin was another just hugely lucky find, where he just brought all of those characteristics that you would want from Arthur, the, you know, that kind of courage, that grace, but this real sort of kind of innocence, and strength and charisma. So we just felt like we had a terrific trio, and we just built out from there. You know, Peter Mullen as Father Cardin, our villain, is one of those actors that when you get, suddenly your casting options explode because so many actors want to work with that actor. So we suddenly, you know, once Peter Mullen was on board, you know, we just, it felt like our opportunities just even kind of grew from there.
So, well, if I could just jump in there, Tom, if I could just jump in, I was going to say that when I read the cast, and it's a very, very rich cast, Peter Mullen is one of my all-time favorite actors. Mm-hmm. I will watch this, with all respects to the rest of the cast and crew, I will watch this just for Peter Mullen. I mean, I've watched the guy since I was a kid. He's a magnificent Scottish actor. And it just underlines how rich this epic seems to be in scope. You know, Cursed is 10 episodes. The first episode, I believe, premieres on the 17th of July. Yes. In Singapore. So you've got this 10 episode series, very epic, very rich in scope and color and visuals. And it's another big Netflix fantasy, if you like, following on the back of the huge success of The Witcher. I mean, in your view, Tom, why do you think fantasy shows like this are so popular at the moment? I mean, I often wonder that the state of the world, a reality sometimes can be so grim at the moment that we take solace almost in fantasy. Why do you think fantasy epics are so popular at the moment?
Well, I think that's true as one aspect of it, which, you know, is a sense of kind of diversion. And you know, I mean, they made a movie about Tolkien, you know, writing Lord of the Rings in the trenches of World War I. And I think there are always, you know, I think one of the aspects of the Arthurian mythos is some enduring ideas of someone kind of bringing order out of barbarism and being a guiding light out of the darkness, you know. So in chaotic times, I do think we find some solace in following a hero like Arthur, or in this case, like Nimue. And at the same time, very practically speaking, I think, you know, the success of Game of Thrones and the incredible accomplishment there and the richness of character in those books and in that series just broadened the landscape. I don't know if we could exist if Game of Thrones hadn't existed because of, you know, discovering that audience and also having the resources to really pull the world off in something like that. And I think, you know, Netflix saw that and understood there was an audience for these kind of stories and these kind of shows told, you know, and told in the way you need want to see them, you know, with the right size and production value and visuals. So I'm hard pressed to think of before Game of Thrones and after. I mean, they really feel like two different, because suddenly now we'll have a Lord of the Rings series and a, you know, Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe and these kinds of things, and Cursed, you know, really benefits from that. So I really think they were kind of, you know, charted the course for a lot of other shows and opportunities for them. But yes, in these times and these days, you know, it's such a, you know, we're dealing with a lot of medieval things, you know, we're dealing with, you know, plagues and all kinds of issues that feel very, you know, Middle Ages or Dark Ages. So I hope we can be a kind of small but welcome kind of diversion, and people can dive into this world and really, really kind of, you know, vanish for a little while. And hopefully that will be fun for audiences.
We're speaking with Tom Wheeler, the co-author, co-creator, and executive producer of Cursed. Cursed is a 10-episode series that's going to premiere on July the 17th on Netflix, 1 hour episodes each. And Tom, you're no stranger to working on some of these platforms. Of course, your work with Empire and other series. How has Netflix, HBO, you know, all the different studios that have opened up in recent years with their streaming services, how has that changed the landscape for producers, directors, showrunners like yourself?
We're incredible beneficiaries of what's going on. I mean, there's no question that the storytelling freedom has grown exponentially. I was blown away by just the collaborative nature of how Netflix approaches these things. You know, typically when you would do a show at a network, you know, you're told how many episodes it will be. You're told, you know, where your commercial breaks would be. You're told how your show would need to be structured. I mean, and as you know, grateful as I was to work, you know, in networks, this was a much different animal. I was allowed to say, Frank and I were allowed to sort of say, well, you know, we see it as 10 hours, you know, we see it shooting here, and, you know, we would love to shoot it in the UK. We would love to see, you know, in real castles with those kinds of forests. There was such a healthy back and forth and a trust in us and in the voice of the show that was great. I appreciate, they were terrific partners, you know, throughout the process. And they were also, you know, they gave the show what it needed. I mean, you always will, with something like Cursed, you're building a world. It's multiple action scenes and set pieces and sequences that, yeah, sometimes you wish like, oh God, if we had had like a half a day more, or if we, you know, had been able to put a little bit more here. But having said that, I think Frank and I really feel like we were able to execute the story, in the right way, you know, with the right amount of resources and time and energy, that you can't ask for anything more than that. So I do think that the flexibility of these streamers to, you know, they don't have to work with advertisers in a certain way or structure things in a certain way. They're really just there's this very just close connection with their membership, and so, you know, they can now the one challenge with Netflix is you produce the entire set of episodes all at once and then give them to the audience all at once, which is amazing, but it does create certain production challenges, as opposed to in network where, you know, you're writing, you're shooting, you're editing, and then you're writing again, and you're kind of in this sort of system. So the one thing that I, you know, you adjust to is this kind of marathon that you're on where, you know, the prep and building the sets and designing and then shooting for 100 and some odd days and then 6-7 more months of post and visual effects. You know, it's a lot of work and effort before you're able to get an audience response. So that's very interesting. And of course, you know, I'm very eager to find out how the audience will receive it after 2 years of work on this.
Well, speaking of the audience, you're already working with Frank Miller, so you've already got the dream team. You mentioned Great Game of Thrones there, which went on for several epic series.
Yeah.
No pressure, Tom, no pressure, but do you see Curse going beyond the 10-episode first season?
Oh, well, I would love to keep telling the story. And you know, I think if the show connects with audiences, it would of course be incredible to get this team back together, this cast that we've talked about, and Frank and I really enjoy working, you know, working together. We will certainly, I think, do a sequel to the book no matter what. But yeah, and I mean, knock on wood, that's the goal, is to really be able to tell this epic story the way it needs to be told, and answer a lot of questions that we will leave the audience with at the end of 10 hours. So there would be some pissed off people if we don't get to kind of follow through with some of this, some angry letters.
Our thanks to Tom Wheeler, the co-creator and executive producer of Cursed. Cursed premieres on the 17th of July on Netflix, 10 one-hour episodes. We really appreciate your time today, Tom.
I thank you both so much. This was great.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.